News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the former One Direction singer Liam Payne has died at the age of 31 after falling from the third floor of the Buenos Aires hotel he was staying in yesterday at about 9 o'clock Irish time, 9 p.m. Irish time. Henry Riley is a reporter with LBC Radio London. Henry, what do we know about the circumstances of Liam Payne's tragic death?
Well, good morning. We're trying to really piece this together because, understandably, Britain has woken up pretty shocked by this news that someone who people have followed really since he first burst onto the scene with The X Factor at the age of 14 has died and would seem to have died in really shocking circumstances. What we know, the 31-year-old, as you say, a hotel in the capital of Argentina, Buenos Aires, fell from the third floor. We know that police in the capital say that the singer suffered serious injuries. And we've heard from the head of the state emergency medical system, who's been appearing on Argentinian television, that he fell into the courtyard of the Casa Sur Hotel in the city's Palermo neighborhood. He hasn't answered any questions about how he fell from the balcony. We're not sure at that point, but all we do know is that from the third floor, Liam Payne has died after falling from a balcony, obviously quite a height in the capital of Argentina.
Local media also reporting that police had been called to the hotel just immediately prior to that after being notified about an aggressive man who could be under the effects of drugs and alcohol.
That's right. This is from the TV network Telemundo, and they are reporting that police had been called out to reports of an aggressive man who, as you say, they speculated could be under the influence of drugs or alcohol. Now, we don't have any confirmation of that. Obviously, at this stage, we're not sure. We haven't heard that officially, but that is what the TV network are reporting, and they're saying that has come from sources from within the police as well. So I suspect over the coming days, this will really start to be pieced together. And we will find out more as to how this happened, whether there were circumstances beforehand that led up to this happening. And obviously, as you can imagine, people really shocked by the news that they're waking up to this morning.
I'm sure. Do we know what he was doing in Argentina? We do know he had attended a concert of his former bandmate, Niall Horan, a week or two earlier.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, that is all I've read about the reason he's in Argentina. We know that he's been pretty, he was pretty sort of forthcoming on social media, on Snapchat, for example, where he was posting even just hours before he died, posts of himself with his partner, Kate Cassidy. He was posting videos. One of the captions said it was a lovely day here in Argentina. He was posting about the meals he was having, saying that he's sleeping in every day. So he was, I think, bearing in mind, in one post, he says that he was sleeping in every day until like 12. It seems like he was there, as you say, to see a concert of a close friend and also to relax, because it's been known for some time. I mean, the Sun newspaper last week reported that he had his talent agency had dropped him, and there's been a considerable amount of press interest in Liam Payne for some time. And so I think, understandably, given that sort of constant media scrutiny, he, I would imagine, took himself off to have a holiday.
OK, we'll leave it there. Henry Riley, reporter with LBC Radio London. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.